Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Today, I have you for 2 hours. 2 hours! Yeah, not one, but two. They say it's the fastest hour on national radio. I really do truly believe that. But the time I get warmed up, it's time to, well, kick back for another 23 hours and study, right? Oh, my goodness. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, listen, I want to highlight something real quick here because I want you to understand how politicians sell you the lie, okay? Why I continuously make reference to John 8:44, that they have no truth in them. How they are not working for the American cause and upholding the Constitution, but rather they're tearing it down, working on the behest of special interest groups. This is happening in the state of Minnesota, and it's happening all over the country, by the way. Remember how the Supreme Court just so graciously relinquished all authority back to the states concerning abortion? Well, guess what, friends? They never had the authority in the first place. And this is what happens when people don't know their left hand from their right hand when it comes to constitutional law. But look what's been happening across the states since they so graciously relinquished the issue of murdering the innocent in the womb. Proverbs 6:17, read it when you get a moment. Exodus 20:13 as well. And also keep in mind, before I highlight this, there is no constitutional provision for murdering the innocent in the womb. You can call it whatever you want to call it, but it's murder. Is what it is. But I want you to make clear, friends, that it is unconstitutional. And those that have illegally sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb over the last, how many years? 50 years now? Since 1973, do the math, whatever it may be. And interestingly enough, the American people haven't come to the realization that it's on their blood is on their hands. And the only way to appease that blood is by dealing with those that are guilty of perpetuating the crime in the first place. Read that of Numbers 35:33 when you get a moment. But look at this. This is in the state of Minnesota. Now listen carefully. Again, unconstitutional language. On a party line vote after over 12 hours of debate, Senate Democrats, no such thing, have pushed through the nation's most extreme abortion bill. Okay, after 12 hours. You know what they decided to do? They decided that they're going to go ahead and give approval. Your said representatives in the state of Minnesota, this happening all across the country, decided that they had the authority to make sure that those individuals in Planned Parenthood, in doctor's offices, have the right to go ahead and murder babies up until delivery. No joke. You know where else you see this, friends? Not in America. China and Russia. I'm sorry, China and Korea. Forgive me. China and Korea. This is communism. And I want you to take note, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Look at the said governor that they want you to believe, and I'm talking to the people in the state of Minnesota, 5.9 million people, they want you to believe that you reelected this communist, and a communist he is, okay? They want you to believe that you re-elected him to go ahead and make sure concerning his first legislative act is to make sure that babies are murdered all the way up until delivery. Hey, Americans, how long are you going to tolerate this? Because for every baby that is slaughtered in the womb, their blood is on the hands of the people in this country, and they are accomplices to the crime concerning those that are guilty of advocating the crime. That's how heaven looks at you, folks. Regardless if you want to look at it that way or not, you are accomplices. It's an injustice to sit back and not right the wrongs. That is not mercy. That's ignorance. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies, it tells us in the book of Jonah chapter 2, verse 8. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Look how the mainstream media's useful idiots, as if to suggest the useful idiots, apparently they're still not listening, that they're completely expendable at any given time when they don't need them anymore. But look how they're working for their masters to make sure that this said governor, Tim Walz, looks good in the sight of the people in the state of Minnesota. Look how they sell them. Okay? They just passed a bill, completely unconstitutional, illegal, criminal to its very core, as a matter of fact. And then they go and put Tim Walz on the front page of the paper, seeking to fully fund education. Governor Tim Walz and the DFL lawmakers propose billions in new spending. It has a picture of Tim Walz, this criminal, on the front page of the paper, reading to children that are probably, I'm guessing, 6 or 7 years old in a school classroom. This is how they do it. Friends, do you see how they do it? They always want to try to portray themselves as being what they are not. They're murdering your children. They're murdering your children. And you're sitting back and allowing them to do so. Oh, that's extreme. Yes, it is extreme. Absolutely, it's extreme. And I hope you weren't talking about me. Look at this. If you can see it on social media platforms, this is on the front page of sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is the lunatic that was the architect of the bill to make sure that babies were murdered all the way up until delivery. Okay? It's a woman with a mask on, dressed like she's got a boy's haircut, and she's got a baby as she's speaking over the top of the baby's head. Creating bills to make sure that other babies are murdered. Again, this is the definition of a reprobate. 93% of all abortions have nothing to do with the mother's health. It has everything to do with unwanted pregnancies. The adults teach them how to fornicate, to commit adultery, and then they go out and they commit the crime, and then they're taught by the adults to go ahead and kill the fruit of the choices that they made, as if to suggest there's now a war on women, when in fact that war is not on the women, it's on the innocent in the womb, and the Lord will have none of it, and rightfully so. We'll be right back after this break. I want to show you the other side of this, what's happening locally here in the state of Minnesota at a church. I want you to hear this, and I want you to see this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Isn't it interesting how people question those that tell them the truth, but how they take heed, they pay careful attention to those that lie to them? I mean, that's crazy. And then they hold to the lie, and then they're mad at the one telling them the truth. And then they wonder why the enemies know how to lie better than they know how to tell the truth. Romans 1:18. Isn't that crazy? Oh, but it's true. You know, I was just highlighting the fact that the first legislative act, they called it, it's a criminal act. It's a criminal act. We have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. No one in government has a right to condemn the innocent and justify the wicked. Proverbs 17:15. The Lord calls those people an abomination. And these are the people that are incumbent right now. And they need to be removed, and they need to be prosecuted. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Now, I want to get over to this because I just want to show you what people are deterred in doing concerning the time that they have on their hands. And the Bible tells us life is but a vapor, and we're to redeem the time. We're to make the most of our time. Okay? And many people don't understand that. They're being entertained out of their freedoms. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, guess what? I'm controlling you. Let me show you how ignorant people can become. And yet they call themselves, or they consider themselves to be wise. Romans 1:22. Listen carefully. I was just reading the book of Acts. Okay? And while I was reading in the book of Acts this morning, Acts 19, and I've seen this before, and I'm absolutely humored by it in so many different ways. And I'm humored by the fact that people can't see this. And maybe it's not funny, but I say that I'm humored by it because people refuse to see it when it's right in front of their face. And that's what blows me away. So what am I talking about? Well, when you look at Scripture in Acts 19, it tells us in verse 24, for a certain man named Demetrius, he was a silversmith which made silver shrines for Diana. Who is she? Hold on a second. And he brought no small gain unto the craftsmen. In other words, his creation made them a lot of money. Okay? And he said, whom he called together with the workmen of the like occupation and said, sirs, you know that by this craft we have our wealth. So they were making their money by deceiving the people in Asia, okay, namely the Ephesians. Now listen carefully. What's crazy about all of this is it tells us in verse 35, just to show you how blind people are and willfully blind they are, it tells us in verse 35, this is Paul going out and preaching against their idolatry, but this is what they did because they were angry with Paul because Paul was saying there's only one God, okay? The God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, and when the town clerk had appeased the people, he said, you men of Ephesus, what man is there that knoweth not how the city of the Ephesians is a worshiper of the great goddess Diana? Who is the great worshiper of goddess Diana? Who is the goddess Diana? You ready for this? They told the people that the image concerning the great goddess Diana, she was the image which fell from Jupiter. And then he goes on and says, seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, you ought to be quiet and do nothing rashly. Folks, they convinced people that the goddess Diana came from Jupiter, and they worshipped her. And it was all craft. It was the way that they made their money. What is the pill in the jam there? Who profits by deceiving the people? Right? That's all I'm trying to say. Who is profiting from deceiving the people? Now, in face of all that's going on in this country, right? Especially the issue of abortion. That one jacks me up, and so does the sodomite agenda. Because those are the two issues. Those are always the last two issues that are thrown on the country, and if they accept it, it's to their own doom. Okay? God will have none of it. The Lord will have none of it. Ask Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay? Ask that of King Josiah in 2 Kings 24, verse 4, when he said he would not overlook the murdering of innocent blood. And in Sodom and Gomorrah, going back to Genesis 18 and 19, that was for the very reason of the wickedness of men. They were trying to sodomize other men, right? By force. Even angels, by the way. What's the church doing today? I'm just curious. What is the American church? This lacks Christianity. It's a supporter of idolatry. They're the very definition of impotency. They're worthless. They're to be trodden under the foot. And why? Because they're good for nothing. And I see this all over the country. Matthew 5:13. By the way, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you what's happening in Minnesota right now. It's an advertisement for what's up and coming at a church called Emmanuel Christian Center. Okay? And this has been going on for years. I just want to show you how busy the church is. And you tell me who's influencing who here, friends. Good. This is a Super Bowl party at a church. This is their advertisement. Everybody's got Viking jerseys on. It's a big party. Balloons are going everywhere. Dinosaurs up on the stage. Rappers, musicians, games. Wow, Americans, especially you professed Christians, what's the problem? You advocate the very things that the Lord condemns. Is this insane? But they're praising Jesus at the same time. Wow. Super Bowl Sunday at Emmanuel Christian Center. Babies are being murdered, and the church is doing what? Having Super Bowl parties. Oh, my goodness. Wasn't it George Orwell that said football and beer filled the horizon of their minds, and to keep them in control was not difficult? Doesn't it tell us in Jeremiah 11:13 that God condemns? As a matter of fact, friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over there because I want you to hear what the Scripture says. And I know what it says, but I just want to hear. I want you to hear it for yourself verbatim as to what the Scripture states. And tell me if this is applicable to what you're seeing in America today. You ready? For according to the number of your cities, every city in America were your gods, the gods that you created. He's talking to the children of Israel, Judah, in this particular case. That would be the Christians, the professed Christians. And according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, have you set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto Baal? When you go into a church and it's genuine and they're praising God, that is an incense, metaphorically, in the nostrils of God. When you go into an auditorium in America today, a Colosseum, let's call it that, of the Romans, and when you go inside of there and you hear all those roars, what are they roaring over? Who are they cheering on? Who are they worshiping? Their favorite football players. See, that's the incense to Baal, friends. You understand? Here, let me tell you how this works, okay? Because, again, this is the Romans' circus. Isn't it interesting? And I say, I don't care how long people work. I don't care what they do. No job in this country is worth $50 million to $100 million a year. See, and that's what they pay athletes concerning these fantastic salaries. Friends, contracting players and paying them over $100 million concerning their contracts, and in some cases this is every single year. Why don't you put that in contrast to what a soldier gets paid? Okay? See, what this is, Americans, is the Roman circus. That's what it is. What does the emperor do when the people become restless and begin asking questions? When the people do not like the policies of the emperor, what does he do? He sends them to the circus, the television sets, or to their favorite sports games, right? He builds a circus. He creates large coliseums. Then what does he do? He begins to throw the truth to the lions, the Christians, them that are telling them to repent for their idolatry, Matthew 3, 2, and Acts 20, verse 21. See, he has got great chariot races going on, right? He gives them football games, basketball games, hockey games, you name it. You name it. And what is this all about? It's about keeping the idiots occupied. See, with things that don't mean anything in the scheme of things, and this is happening around the world. So they don't make the time. See, the emperor doesn't want the people to make time to know what the truth is. That's why he keeps them entertained in the Roman circus. He doesn't want them to seek out the truth, so what does he do? He keeps the idiots entertained through the games that he creates in entertaining them. That way, he's praised rather than condemned in the circus of the Romans. Forgive me. Folks, we're going to be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. More fallout following the death of Tyree Nichols days after he was violently beaten by police in Memphis. Two sheriff's deputies in Shelby County, Tennessee, have been relieved of duty. The sheriff says he's concerned about their actions and has announced an investigation. President Biden says the video deeply pained him.
It starts with cops surrounding his car and throwing him to the ground, with one being heard saying they hope he gets stomped for running away from the police after he breaks free.
How did they stomp his ass? Smith was calling for other cars because him and Martin were chasing him.
Officers then tackled him and started kicking and punching him while spraying mace. Nichols can be heard screaming for his mom. Nichols died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving now former police officers. The officers have since been charged with murder.
Dave Collins reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, can I make one more point on that whole issue? Instead of emptying out these coliseums that the emperors made, what do? They entertain themselves by the likes of a Damar Hamlin, who's throwing occultic signs all over the place. He sold his soul. And yet all these people that are worshiping Damar Hamlin are praying to God, a God that was unnamed. Shame on 86% of the people in this country that they don't know who the God of America is. That's the younger generation praying to God without naming him. Shame on you, to say the least. If you were out there preaching and going out to the fields and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, they would know Mark 16:15. They would know who to pray to. And I'll tell you what, if they were praying to him, they wouldn't be putting up with this kind of garbage. Do you see what Damar Hamlin's doing now, friends? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is all distraction. And it only solidifies the point that I continuously make when it comes to sports. The NFL were so happy to let everyone know that Damar Hamlin is back on his feet. Here he is, smiling for the camera, inspiring stuff. With a rag on his face, a hood over the top of his head, a hat on top of his head, covering his face with sunglasses on. And the people don't even know it's him. Who cares if it's him? Who cares if it's him? Why are people taken with this garbage? Can you not see it for what it is? Distraction. That's all it is. Distraction. Look at the government's doing across the board right now. Illegally. Look what they're trying to implement. Illegally. This is insane. And people care more about, is that Dramar? Is that really Dramar over there? Is that our God? Is that the one that we worship? I got his jersey at home, and I wear it all day long. Here, let me tell you something, professed Christian. The Bible says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. Put on the robe of righteousness. It said nothing about you putting on your idol's jersey. It said nothing about it. And what do you spend? $100 and some getting ripped off? Hey, folks, just think, when they don't need Damar anymore, they're going to throw him away, just like the devil throws every one of them away. Every one of them are expendable. Every single one of them. That's how the enemy works, friends. He's a black taskmaster. And the people need to get back to the master, and he will fold that master underfoot, like he always has. Even during the time of incarnate, friends. And just think about this, Christians. He gave us the power to stand against him today. Luke 10:19. We got all power over the enemy in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. Holy Ghost, bring it down. Empower us by having to kick the hell out of people. Amen. Amen. And I can feel that. Good. Thank you, Lord, for bearing witness to the truth. Speaking of just what we just heard, I want to highlight this really quick, if I can. Really quick, to Bradley Dean means absolutely nothing, so just bear with me. So what we have here is a defense attorney for one of the Memphis cops charged with fatally beating Tyre Nichols said no one intended for him to die. Nichols' family isn't buying that argument. Now, isn't it interesting, because I heard this yesterday, and right away I brought it up, and I'm going to go ahead and expound in the up and coming segments here. But isn't it interesting that it's the cops on black men? It's the cops on black men. What about the cops that are killing white men? Okay, and I'm not going down that road, because again, Acts 17:26 says all nations are one blood. We all bleed the same color. If the Lord wants us to be purple, yellow, black, yellow, orange, whatever the case is, that's for him to decide. He likes variation. He can have that. And we are still to be unified by the Spirit of God. And remember, Jesus didn't come in to save our skin. He came in to save our souls. Who makes an issue of the color of our skin? The bad guys, the mainstream media. To why? To divide the people one against another. That's all it's designed to do. But what's interesting now is they're talking about a black man that was beaten by the police officers. Now, for those that haven't seen the police officers, guess what? It's five black officers. It's five black officers that beat him to death, okay? Which shows you it has nothing to do with it even being an issue of color. It has everything in, the world to do with them tearing away at the police force. See, they want to show you that the police are no good. They want to show you that the troopers are no good. They want to show you that sheriffs are no good. Baloney. Baloney. They're showing you a small portion of the bad apples. And furthermore, why is it that we never get the full details when it comes to these killings? Oh, do you guys all remember? I love this. I honest to God, in all sincerity, I love this. And why do I say that? Because honest to God, I love this. Because this tears down the narrative of the mainstream media all over again. Do you guys remember Rodney King? From the 1990s. Do you remember this? Do you know that that was the mainstream media working again, hand in glove with corrupt politicians, trying to divide the people to create domestic insurrection? And in this case, it worked on the ignorant. It worked on those that asked no questions but just believed the media that 94% of you say you don't believe in. Isn't that crazy? You don't believe it, but you go out and exhibit what they told you. Isn't that crazy? See? Hey, folks, as I just said, we have, in the 1990s, seen the mainstream media working hand in glove with corrupt politicians to present a gang of racist cops who beat the victim, Rodney King, into a bloody pulp. Y'all remember this, right? By hyping this incident in such a way that the American people would believe that this represented the entire police force on a nationwide basis. Hey, folks, got a lot of friends that are cops, got a lot of friends in the military, got a lot of friends that are troopers, got a lot of friends that are sheriffs. They're good guys, and they agree with what we do here. And they're God-fearing men. Hey, folks, they want you to believe that all the police, this is a gang of racist cops. And in this case, it has nothing to do with it, okay? But in the case of Rodney King, it had everything in the world to do with it. See, what happened is they began to, and they came out with a not guilty verdict concerning the four police officers. Remember that? You remember all this in the 1990s? And remember what they did? Remember CNN asked for a black response to the verdict and a white response to the verdict? Folks, those are the racists, although there's no such thing. The word racist came in, folks, by Leon Trotsky. He was the military head under Joseph Stalin. And what they did is they created the word racist to do what? It's been in place since the beginning of time. They just reword it. That's what they always do. That's what they do to modify things, folks, to desensitize people. Well, it's there to continuously browbeat dissenters. That's all it is. They want to browbeat you. They want to put a certain group of people in the position of the victim, and then they want to attack the law abiders. Sound familiar? Let me go back to Rodney King from the 1990s. The not guilty verdict of the four police officers served as the match that lit the fuse. Instantly, the mainstream media implied that the jury was a bunch of redneck racists, yet the testimony of 58 witnesses and over 200 exhibits presented at the trial happened to be the information that was purposely and purposefully withheld from the American people. I guarantee you, folks, when you're hearing these high-profile crimes, the mainstream media is withholding the information that you need to justify the actions. I'm not saying that in this particular case, but I am in Rodney King's particular case. Okay? What was revealed to the jury was that much of what the MS, the mainstream media, kept hidden. I want you to listen carefully, friends. This will set you free to understand how the mainstream media and their useful idiots operate, and it's a criminal syndicate. Okay? Rodney King was driving recklessly at speeds of 115 miles an hour. Did you hear that from the mainstream media? Nope. His arrest culminated in an eight-mile chase. Rodney King cut across numerous lanes of expressway traffic and ran red lights, thus endangering the lives of innocent bystanders. Did you hear that from the mainstream media? Nope. King was a convicted felon. Listen carefully. What was he convicted for? He was out on parole for armed robbery. Did you hear that from the mainstream media? Nope. King was, again, a felon. There were two other black passengers in King's car. You can see that on the video. But they cooperated with the police. They were handcuffed and later released without incident. Okay? King was under the influence of drugs and alcohol. Did the mainstream media tell you that? Absolutely not. King initially ignored police orders to step out of the car. When he did, he finally came out. He began acting erratically. You remember seeing that on the video? Much of it was clipped off, by the way. Okay? Dancing around Rodney King, and then he began to make lewd gestures to a female police officer. Ignoring a command to get down on the ground, King was tackled by the police officers, only to rise up in opposition by throwing off the officers. You've seen this on the film. The video, which the mainstream media failed to broadcast, is what took place moments before the famous film that was released to the public and continuously played before your eyes. There was video showing King charging the officers. The response of the officers is history. Same thing happened with George Floyd. You all know he was a criminal, right? Yeah, he was a big-time criminal. Matter of fact, let's go to George Floyd for a moment because they're going to try to recreate this again because they're talking about uprising throughout the United States one more time because of this incident that just took place. Okay? See, what we weren't told about George Floyd was his criminal history. See, the media will not air this. Police Union President Bob Kroll told his members in a letter posted Monday that Floyd had been and landed 5 years behind bars in 2009 for an assault and robbery charge 2 years earlier. And before that, he had been convicted of charges ranging from theft with a firearm to drugs, the Daily Mail reported. Also keep in mind, friends, that the hero that Black Lives Matters, all five members of them, put up concerning George Floyd. He's also known, folks, for putting a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach. And somehow or another, they convinced the people across the country with the help of the corrupt governors that George Floyd was the victim. Somebody want to help me with this, or do we want to start to think? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jessica from Michigan. Bradley and the Sons of Liberty's ministry have been a daily lesson for our households about our biblical and constitutional heritage to learn how to better ourselves and live in God's image. We thank the ministry for all they do to bring truth during a time of deceit and misinformation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Killing of an individual by five black cops, and I'm here to tell you, and then I highlighted Rodney King and what the mainstream media withheld concerning the details as to why the police in that particular case treated him in such a fashion, and I highlighted those crimes. Nobody ever heard them. Okay? That's why you have to dig into the details. Same thing with George Floyd. Same exact thing with George Floyd. He was a repeat criminal. And he was out doing it again, and I'm not justifying what I seen on film with George Floyd, but I am telling you folks, they made him a hero. And I'll tell you what, if that's the kind of hero you want, that's exactly why you're in the predicament that you're in today, America. So I just said to you, the reason I was highlighting this is because I wanted to show you what the mainstream media wasn't sharing with you. I also want to tell you why the mainstream media is continuously being used to demonize police. In Dino Fun, one of my friends on live chat just said that they want to replace the police with federal agents. That's exactly right. And you see, this shows you how the Holy Ghost works, Dino, is because I already had this pulled up, and I was going to highlight this today. But have you taken the time, Americans? Listen to me, Americans. This is why they're trying to disarm you. This is why in Illinois, these 80-some, and it's probably higher than that now, 80-some counties are saying absolutely not to these illegal orders to basically stop the sale of certain firearms. But isn't it interesting how the government puts them into the hands of the unconstitutional agencies that they create to war against the people of America? Say, and what I have on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. And by the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We have on ThoughtCo.com, Firearms and Arrest Authority of Federal Agencies. See, they're empowering federal agencies against the states. And I want to tell you, the states are playing into it. They're succumbing to it. Look at the governors throughout the union. And look at how they bowed to this pandemic over the last 3 years. Every single one of them went along with it. Every single one of them went along with it. 1-866-582-9933. I'm here to show you, that friends, that the federal government, in putting this into perspective, is a creation of the states, not the other way around. So how is it that the federal government has assumed all this headship? Well, look what happened in 1913 when they started to tax income tax. Okay. Once they did that, they started to accumulate all these funds to do what? To create bureaucracies to work against the people. And then they use crisis. If they're not creating it, they never let a good one go to waste. And then what do they do with that? They try to blame the American citizens. Just think about that, friends. You have a corrupt system of government, and a good portion of all halls throughout the United States, as well as in federal government, that are now warring against you by, and how are they doing this? Well, they're creating these federal agencies to arm them against the people. Firearms and Arrest Authority of U.S. federal agencies, I could spend a whole hour just highlighting U.S. Customs, Border Protection, Federal Bureau of Prisons, Federal Bureau of Investigation, U.S. Immigration and Custom Enforcement, U.S. Security Service, Administration Office of the U.S. Courts, drug enforcement agencies, and it talks about the weapons that they're even being empowered or equipped to carry. Some of them are machine guns, friends. Did you hear me? Machine guns. Wow. And when I think of that, I also think about when they create wars because they want to topple some third world country, and they convince you that we have to go deal with those monsters. Isn't it interesting how apt and how quick the federal government is to put weapons of war in their hands concerning machine guns to go kill off another country they want to topple? Isn't that crazy how that works? And look at this. If you can see this, I just got one question. I don't understand this for the life of me, but when I look at it, I'm truly embarrassed for this guy. Look at big hard guy here, right? Big hard guy in front of the White House. Secret Service, protecting the criminals from the people they're supposed to serve. And of course, he's just doing his job. Don't ever forget that, friends. This guy here, he's just doing his job. He's on the White House lawn, you know, a big tough guy with weapons. The security details is second to none. They even have RPGs on top of the White House. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. If you go to the White House, you can even walk around for as much as you can now because they're raising the gates and they're also shutting off back entrance to look at the people's White House. It used to be like two blocks closer. Now you got to go back two blocks. But if you got close enough, you would see these FBI or these Secret Service agents inside of the trees, protecting those that are warring against the innocent in the United States of America. Yet they swore to uphold the Constitution, and I'm just trying to figure out how that is. They're upholding the Constitution by protecting one that's criminal and transgressing that Constitution, and then they say they're just doing their job? I'm embarrassed for them. And matter of fact, here, let me highlight this real quick, and then we'll move on to the next point. Firearms and Arrest Authority of U.S. federal agencies, the number of agencies that have been created to war against the American people is second to none. But look at this, the first sentence, okay? More than a few eyebrows were raised when the U.S. Department of Agriculture bought 85 semi-automatic submachine guns. However, the USDA is just one of 73 government agencies employing full-time law enforcement officers who are authorized to carry firearms and make arrests in the United States of America. Wow, you got to ask yourself the question, why are they taking your money and arming these unconstitutional agencies against the people? Whoa. Every single one of you I feel okay to say it, and I feel right to say it. Every single one of you that are a part of these agencies who are now, for some reason or another, deceiving themselves into believing that they are above the law, like the ones that they work for, you better remember who the last one was that tried that. His name is Satan. And the Lord didn't put up with it. And here's the great gamble that these people are playing. If they were doing their job, they would be standing up against the people that are creating policies that are undermining the Constitution instead of protecting them. If the American people in this country awake to the crimes of many of these agencies and bureaucracies, it's going to be all over. This is criminal conduct in the face of law, just for the record. But here it is. When they're done using you against your own people, do you actually think that the enemy of men's souls is going to spare you? Because if you do, you are sadly mistaken. We have Steve calling in from Minnesota. What say you, my friend?
Well, I was going to comment on the George Floyd thing because I read the autopsy report on it because I actually knew the paramedic that worked on him. And he had three times the toxicity level for fentanyl. And I always found it interesting because, I mean, also they didn't show the body cam footage that showed that his knee was more like on the shoulder. So actually in the trial, the police officer's boss had to admit that when you looked at body camera footage, his shoulder, his knee was on the guy's shoulder. So I have to work with, you know, dealing with people that are strung out on drugs and mentally ill and things, and it makes me worry because camera angles, what they use to make movies, you know, and show side, you know, special effects and all that, and if they're gonna, you know, just hang a guy out to dry, you know, there ain't much. I don't really want to work on somebody strung out on drugs if you know, he poisoned himself. He was going to die anyways.
Hey, Steve, I got 2 minutes. I got two minutes, and I'm really happy that you called in. And this was unsolicited. But this is what happens. You get people in the social media platforms, and they start talking out of understanding. And I'm out of understanding, not having the facts. Well, it just happens to be, and I'm talking to someone on Restream right now that was talking about George Floyd being a crisis actor. I did not call this guy and ask him to call, but this is the EMT that knows firsthand that that was George Floyd. Steve, that was George Floyd, right? And his body was delivered up. Is that true?
Yeah. And
just wanted to make clear.
He was also an informant for the drug people at one time, too. So there's a lot of history. A whole book was written by a reporter on it. And
information that was hidden from the people?
Yeah, all kinds of information on it.
Yeah, and of course, we don't hear that, and that's why, thank God, people like you call in and set the record straight. Steve, I got a hard break coming up. I totally appreciate the phone call. Again, if you guys want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to get to the main topic in a moment here.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.